Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey, what's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. Do you have what it takes to become a scientist of yourself in order to learn more about who you are? I was captivated by this phrase, scientist of yourself, while reading Range, Why Generalists Triumph in a Specialized World by David Epstein, and thought I'd explore a little more about what this means for our life and work. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/333. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. When I think back to when I was a younger kid, I remember loving science. Astronomy, planets, dinosaurs, insects, biology, genetics. I remember taking a bunch of different classes. I remember there was one time an art project where we were working on art, and I remember saying that I didn't want anything to do with art. I wanted to study science. And that created some tension with the teacher, of course, and it would probably be more of the tension that I wrestle with to this day between art and science. But eventually, as I grew older, computers, music, movies, and video games took over. But deep down inside, the scientific world has always driven my curiosity. I remember reading and studying the scientific method at one point, but like anything that doesn't get used, it slowly disappeared. Last couple weeks, I've been hearing this phrase more and more, the scientific method. Just use the scientific method, as if it was something that we all inherently know. Oh yeah, the scientific method. I'm just going to immediately do it. And so I just had to discover and rediscover what that phrase, the scientific method, meant. Like a lot of books, I learn about them through recommendations from other people, and I learned about Range, Why Generalists Triumph in a Specialized World by David Epstein from Austin Kleon's weekly newsletter last Friday, and I knew based upon his recommendation that this book was going to be a great one for me because I'm a fan of being a generalist. I haven't really specialized in a craft. I haven't really specialized in an industry. I like a lot of different things, and I'm really curious about a lot of different ideas. And so when I picked up this book, I've had a really hard time putting it down because it's just so interesting and fascinating about looking at this world of the generalist. And this morning as I was reading, I came across a quote that really just struck me. It's being a scientist of yourself. And Epstein writes, rather than expecting an ironclad a priori answer to who do I really want to become, their work indicated that it is better to be a scientist of yourself, asking smaller questions that can actually be tested. Which among my various possible selves should I start to explore now? How can I do that? Right out of the gate, I love this idea of taking a really large question that might take a lot of time to answer, such as, who do I really want to become? And getting smaller and smaller questions that you can work on and test. But it's more than that. It's not just being able to test questions that are smaller than big life-orienting questions. But Epstein writes, rather than a grand plan, find experiments that can be undertaken quickly. And I think that's really the whole point of this section, is that not only do we need to be scientists of ourselves, but we need to embark on experiments that can be undertaken quickly. That really begs the question, how fast is quickly? It makes me think of an experiment that I embarked on recently of going on a social media detox. for this particular length of experiment, I chose 30 days. Is that quick enough? Am I going to learn all that I need to learn in 10 days? Could I learn it faster? And so this is some of the questions that I have when you can take a question like, should I embark on a social media detox for 30 days? You know, you can start breaking that down into smaller questions that can be tested. Can I actually do this in one day? Is one day enough to break my dependence upon social media? So as I go through these kind of questions, as I go through this process, I come back to the scientific method. What is the scientific method, and how could it be applied to this notion of being a scientist of yourself? Enter Google search. Enter Wikipedia. And what it told me was what my childhood self learned, that the scientific method is a five-part process where you start with a question that starts fueling some research, in which you can start creating a hypothesis based upon what they write as conjectures, or I like to think of them as assumptions. And from there, you make predictions. What will happen based upon my assumptions? And then you experiment. You create experiments that allow you to test those hypotheses and predictions so that you can come to a form of analysis. How do the results compare to my predictions? And when you come out of analysis mode, it then changes what you do next. So as I think about being a scientist of yourself, I think that it really means that you can first ask questions of yourself. And once you ask questions of yourself, you can then start to challenge your assumptions. A great place to start is just listing your assumptions about the questions that you're asking of yourselves, so that you can then make predictions about what will happen if you challenge those assumptions. And it isn't until you do these three things that you can then experiment and then come to a conclusion that fuels what you do next. It's super interesting to really think of this from the context of the scientific method and from the realm of science. I'm not a scientist by any means. I'm just dabbling in this. But it is interesting to put it in this framework and really think about it from a logical point of view. So this really leads me to ask, where do you start? As creative entrepreneurs, where do we start? And I've kind of picked four areas that are good places to start, and then applying the scientific method of question, hypothesis, prediction, experiment, and analysis so that you can hopefully gain traction in doing the work that you want to be doing or living the life that you want to be living. So the first place to start is in your action or inaction. In your action, are you doing the work that you want to be doing? Think about the interview that I just released with Charlie Gilkey, who talked a lot about doing your best work. Is the work that you're doing your best work, or is it just work that you have to do in order to get through your day? Or is it the work that is the tyranny of the urgent? You're getting all of these emails, and so you focus on the loudest voices first. Or start with inaction. Maybe you have some dreams of what you want to be doing and you're not doing them. So then you can start crafting questions of your action or inaction, and then you can start challenging those assumptions. Well, what happens if I act? Well, then it might lead you to failure, it might lead you to fear, it might lead you to fear of success or fear of failure, and it starts creating momentum as you go through this process. The second area is just behaviors. Why am I eating so much lately? I don't want to eat so much. So how can I create some tests that allow me to work through these assumptions about why I'm eating so much? Behaviors are interesting. I've talked a lot about them earlier in the podcast about Triggers by Marshall Goldsmith. And so behaviors are a great place to do quick tests because it doesn't take a whole lot of time to really unearth why you're doing what you're doing. The third area are just assumptions about your craft or industry that you're working in. As creative entrepreneurs, we all have kind of our interests that we like working in. I've always kind of liked design, filmmaking, and podcasting, and writing. And so as I start thinking about my assumptions, I can apply the scientific method to really get through some of the sticking points of comparison and imposter syndrome and some of the things that hold me back based upon my assumptions about how filmmaking works or about how podcasting works or why some design is better than others. And then the fourth area to start is just relationships. Scientific method is a great way to really test some of your relationships, specifically good relationships, and identifying the relationships that are building you up versus tearing you down. And there are experiments galore in all of these areas that you can really start embarking on today if you really wanted to. So just simply writing down how you feel after you talk to someone is a great place to start about how you are connecting with other people or how you're even thinking about relationships with others. Kind of a rambling episode. My mind is a little bit all over the map when it comes to the scientific method. I'm still kind of processing through what this could mean for my life and work, but I at least wanted to start getting it out there, getting myself thinking about it, and hopefully getting you thinking about it so that the next time you find yourself wondering what could be, maybe taking a page from the scientific method. Having a question that drives some assumptions, predicting what would happen, experimenting, and analyzing how those results compare to the predictions so that you can then do something new that fuels what you really want to do as opposed to what you think you should do. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.